Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Pretty good. There you go. Is that on there?
Is that on there?
Is it on? Is it on?
So the goat essentially, metaphorically marries a primary school girl. Sorry, did I not record? I didn't record the other bits of this. I'm telling Emma about Puck Fair, which is basically so inherently linked with my childhood. It feels like it's in my DNA because we went to this every single year. This is called the oldest fair in Ireland.
Okay.
So the thing is that a wild goat becomes king of Killorglin. He becomes the Puck for 3 days between today, the 10th of August, and the 12th of August. And there is a procession, there's a parade, and there is a queen of the Puck, and that is a primary school girl. Welcome to my childhood. How are you doing?
So
you understand why I need therapy?
So the girl, the young girl, gets married to
A goat.
A wild goat.
Wild. Oh, he's mad.
A wild goat.
Wild goat. Wild. So there is a person who for years, it's his job to go out and catch the wild goat. And there used to always be a picture on the front of the Kerry Man. It could make it all the way to the Irish Independent there now. Of him catching the goat. And the goat being like a billy goat's gruff going, "Who's walking over my bridge? I want to kill you." With the wild eyes. And he was then put up on this big wooden structure,
like
stage.
A David Blaine thing, is it?
Yeah.
In a box?
Essentially. And it was about three.
David Blaine and Billy Goats. Okay,
it's about 3 stories high. And that's where he lived for 3 days. But they've decided this year, rather than put a goat up 3 stories by himself and terrify the life out of him for 3 days, we'll just leave him on the ground, will we?
But I mean, okay, much better for the goat, but much better for his child bride. So when they are united, he's really pissed off. He's been up on a fucking dragon pedestal for 3 days.
Where all men are put by their mothers.
Oh, the child bride of the fucking David Blaine goat. How is she chosen?
She is chosen from,
you never married him.
No, and I never wanted to. I was never, it was so, as someone who never, as a child even wanted to get married, I was able to go, I don't want to marry a goat either. Do you know?
Is he?
And then,
oh God, what happens? More.
Because
there's more.
So this is a fun fair. Like there's mad stuff going on. There's fun fairs. There was always dancing. It's really busy there, right?
Like during bumper cars and stuff.
Bumper cars. It's in the fair field. Okay. There's bumpers, waltzers, all that stuff going on.
Right.
So, heaven. Then in the main road in Clordon, there'd be all the stalls. So there'd be a market going on the last day, or on the 13th, there's a mart itself. And then there's the madness of it, because the pubs are mad. There used to be dances on in the manor all the time, which were brilliant. And they go until the really wee hours of the morning. So you got to imagine, people are falling out of Falvey's drunk at 3 o'clock in the day, the middle of the road. And there's a goat. Like, people often try to climb up to go say hi to the goat.
But so what happens after, like... So David Blaine Goat is married to the child. Do they then parade around? She got a sash or something.
Yeah, and a crown.
And a crown?
Yeah, she had a crown. Definitely had a crown. If I'm misremembering people of Killorglin, I apologize, because the last time I went was pre-COVID. It was my first time going to a drinking puck fair.
Okay, yeah. I can see there's an element of excitement around it for you. So it's obviously bringing back good memories.
It was a bit of madness. I always got a Casio watch, and it was a Fascio, because it would work for like 5 minutes and then you'd be done. You'd always get that.
And what did you have that for? To time how long it would take for the goat to fucking head with the child that he just married and fucking start eating her hair?
Well, it's not happening this year. The goat is not going up.
Okay.
This is where Michael Fassbender got his big break. Was it at Puck Fair that Michael
Fassbender... He was the goat. This is fucking getting very confusing.
He's one of the best actors of our time.
He played the goat in a movie.
He could play the goat if he wanted to. This is how talented this man is. But he was in a heavy metal band, and he's from down the road. And he was in a heavy metal band.
Yeah.
And he once went to play at Puck Fair, and he went up to Falvey's, which is a great pub in Killorglin.
Yeah.
And also, you need to go to the Kingdom if you ever go to Killorglin, best restaurant ever. And he was like, lads, can we plug in here? Myself and me mate, we're in a band. And they went, okay. And then he just played out in the street with his band. I'm pretty sure it was Puck Fair.
Okay. So Michael Fassbender plays the goat, hovering.
Yeah.
Saoirse Ronan, like, I know she's in her 30s now, but could she play the child bride? You wouldn't want an actual child playing that role. It sounds quite...
No, I feel like Saoirse Ronan could definitely save by the bellet. She could be a 50-year-old.
I think so. She's so fresh.
Yeah.
And they're only married for the year until next year, and then it's a new child bride.
New child bride, new goat.
Oh my God, imagine being last year's child bride. Old news.
Also, if anyone's listening who's ever been the queen of the pop, we would love to hear from you. So that's happening. That's happening now. It's starting 10th. Today.
Okay.
10th until the 12th in Killorglin. I can be your board falcha ad if you want, because I'm not going this weekend. I'm going next weekend.
I wonder, though, is it the kind of event where there's Rose of Tralee scouts? Like, would that be, is that a feeder for Rose of Tralee? They get all the past brides of the David Blaine, Michael Fassbender goat. And that's, is that where the Rose of Tralee's come from?
It's not where the Rose of Tralee's come from.
Oh.
But speaking of, I don't know if anyone's been to the Rose Park in Tralee. Because obviously Rose of Tralee is just around the corner.
Yeah. Look at me nodding along.
It's just around the corner. And this year, lovely Dahi is joined by Catherine Thomas.
Do you know what I think happened there?
Go on.
I think people saw the video of Catherine at the Gossies and they said, we're having that.
We need that bit of madness.
Yes.
I think she's going to be,
the two of them together.
Match.
I think this could be good.
Oh, it will be good.
The Eurovision ain't happening. Forget about the Eurovision.
Yeah.
It's not hitting yet. I don't know how we're going to figure out. We will. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for that,
we need to have conflict in the country again.
Yeah.
You know?
Hang on though.
Dahi and Catherine together. It's going to be great.
Here's something just to run by it. So obviously the Rose Tralee is going to be a bit different this year. It's the first time we've ever had two presenters. Yeah.
That's going
to top tier Irish personalities.
Yep.
Yeah. Why not? Because they got rid of the poetry, didn't they? They're not letting young ones read crap poems anymore, yeah. Truthfully.
Well done.
Yeah.
Good.
Which
choice.
Is good. But obviously, we've got a little bit of time. Why not get David Blaine Goat to perform as the interval act and test him out for the Eurovision? You see how it's all coming together. People have been saying we need to go back to the Irish stuff, the traditional music, the singy-songy, what we're known for around the world. What is more Irish than a fucking goat named David Blaine singing Shano songs? And if it gets the seal of approval from Dahi, he's good to go to the Eurovision.
I don't know if we can... Can we have...
A goat represent us? We had a turkey. We can have a goat.
But can we call him David Blaine? Wouldn't he have to be Angus McLaughlin?
No, we'll call him Mickey Fassbender. We'll call him Little Mickey Fassbender.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll test him out on the road, Lee. He'll be the interval act.
Gotcha.
And we'll see how it goes down. I mean, spoiler alert, things going to be pretty fucking good. And then after that, and he'll be a media darling then. Mickey Fassbender the goat.
I'm sorry.
His child bride on his fucking hoof.
Hold on now. I'm putting in the request for Ireland AM right now, by the way, because this is coming from. So it's been around, they can trace it back to 1613.
Okay.
Do you want to see what it looked like in 1900?
It's basically Groundhog Day. I'll pitch the bid for Ireland AM. I want Derek down with fucking Mickey Fassbender, and I want Mickey Fassbender to fucking stash on him. Viral! We've got a viral clip, lads. Have a good weekend. Bye.
If you don't think that I have petitioned to have Derek down there with the goat this year, and not only that, because the goat is staying on the ground, if you don't think I've petitioned to have Derek up, hoisted up into where the goat has been traditionally for the past 400 and something years.
But this isn't just a segment one day. The following week, I was going to say Friday, but you're not there on Friday. This could be a whole thing. The following week, Tommy could be out playing rugby with Mickey Fassbender. Then, after, we'll give it a bit of time. We'll do the Rose Chalet. And then Alan is going to write a fucking musical. And we'll be there on opening night. And you'll have tan on. Sue will have sorted you out with the tan once and for all. She'll say, come here to me, you. God, have you been the same colour as the goat? I assume the goat, because you got your chin there as well. Is the goat white? But is it a white goat?
The goat is a wild goat. There are many goats come in all different colours. There is no discrimination.
You see, I just thought of a white goat because there used to be a goat that was in a field around the corner from me in Rathfarnham, I'll have you know. Thank you very much.
All comes back.
What was his name?
Mickey Fassbender?
No. I want to say Gizmo, but that sounds too... No. Gizmo, Mismo, something like that. And everyone in Rathfarnham will know that he was in the field beside buglers behind the old petrol station.
There wasn't a goat in that
Swear
field.
Swear to God there was a goat.
Okay.
There was a goat. But he kept... Did he keep... Saw somebody get in touch. I don't know what happened to him anyway. Something happened when he was gone.
I think we all know what happened to him.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What time of year was
we
it?
We did have goats and we had chickens up the top of my road as well.
What, are you trying to have some affinity with the people of Kerry? Is this what's
I'm
happening here
I'm just saying,
now?
You think we're in the big smoke and we don't know about these things. I've eyeballed a goat. I've eyeballed chickens. We used to feed the chickens.
Again, her mother's from Mullingar. Like yeah, she never, thinks.
No, but she lived in the town.
No, okay, so it's just very different.
I don't know any farm people.
Also, when you get called to the Rose of Tralee.
Yes.
To do like a gig or whatever it is. Down
yes.
There, you have to go to the Rose Park, like the park in Tralee,
okay.
Right? Because there is a part of it, the Rose Walk is what it's called.
Well, I'm only going if there's a Tesco Express beside it. Because they'll get me dinner and then I can go into the Rose Park and eat it. You know me with the parks.
There is no guarantee of Lily Allen being there, but... Mary Kennedy.
Mary Kennedy's from our Farnham.
Yeah, but she's a judge at the Rose of Tralee.
Okay, yeah. Well, obviously, yeah, we get on great.
Okay. Mary isn't doing it this year. I think it's Nuala Kerry. Why do I know so much about the Rose of Tralee? I don't know. Anyway.
I could totally see you being involved in that.
They've gotten rid of the age limit.
They've gotten rid of the... Sorry, what?
Oh, I'm wrong. There is an eligibility criteria.
Yeah.
For 2023.
What is it?
You have to be between 18 and 30.
Oh, fuck off. 30. 30.
I wonder if there's one for the escorts.
Oh, yeah.
The lads have to be 21 and their top age is 32. What's that about?
Oh, my God. So the girls can be 18, but the lads have to be 21.
What's that about?
And they're allowed to be 32.
Yeah.
Well, because 2 years is a lovely age gap. Fuck off. And I can't go on and breakdance at a fucking goat. Fuck off. Fuck off. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
By the way, no one has said you can't go on and breakdance.
They have, because I'm too old.
So, at
every
the Rose...
Day I'm shuffling. Imagine Mickey Fassbender fucking on the hooves.
So there is a thing called the Rose Walk in the park there. And you walk in.
Go on.
You walk in. Yeah. And I was like, what's going on here? So I was there anyway. And I was like, what's going on? And there's all this plastic perspex up with names written on and where they're from.
Oh, do tell.
So every single Rose of Tralee that's taken part. It's not just the winner. Is up on this, in this semicircle, on this perspex, like they've all died in war.
I was just going to say, did you think, you were wondering what type of terrorist attack had happened in the fucking park?
I was like, hold on, are they telling us that when you apply to be Rose of Tralee, you're then murdered afterwards? Like you have to be bombed or something?
Maybe. All the names, that's a lot of names.
They're written real small.
Okay.
They're going to keep on going.
Yeah, because you ever see when they kind of, I've seen it before and things, when they cart out somebody who was like, who entered the Rose of Tralee in like 1982. And so you were in the Rose of Tralee in 1982. Tell us about that. It's like, yeah, it was good. Enjoyed myself. That's what the options for women in this country were. Be born, marry a goat, enter the Rose of Tralee, and enter the Calacanis Housewife of the Year competition.
Don't forget a Magdalene Laundry.
Oh, yeah. They missed me. Ha ha, fuckers. Ha ha. Get no free labour off me. Go fuck yourselves. You evil, evil fuckers.
Hello and welcome to...
And another thing.
My name is Myrna O'Connell.
I'm Emma Jordan.
And this is the podcast where we contribute to, but not add value in any way, to the conversation.
Not a bit.
We've spoken so much about Mickey Fassbender.
I thought we were done. Over. I was like, I thought we were finished. I thought you were just going to say, that's enough of that anyway. I mean, how can we top that? So many good ideas just thrown out into the universe for anyone who wants them.
You've just TikToked it.
No one's had, no, sorry. I'm quite confident in saying no one has come up with stuff that we've come up with right there. That's new.
We were meant to talk about the fact that women yeah. will spend almost 6 months of their working life deciding what to wear. So on average, a woman spends almost 17 minutes a day rifling through their wardrobe. I felt that was quite low.
Well, in your line of work, it's not as... I mean, I'm not on the telly every day.
No.
I don't know how you do be picking the Guinness.
When your mother is your biggest troll going, stop wearing red, like black.
And then I suppose as well on telly, you've got to be more conscious of your hole when you're sitting down and stuff as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's different. It's a different kind of dressing oneself.
There's a sitting down test. And then I do a lot of things by committee.
Okay.
So choosing of the shoes.
Yes.
And dress length. Or, you know, are things too revealing? Are they too, do I look too big in it? What's going on?
I think the whole thing about dressing yourself as a woman is it's just much more complicated, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because our bodies are not straight up and straight down. And they're not even the same size or shape consistently throughout a given week.
On a Monday. You can wear one pair of jeans, but by a Thursday, you might have to wear a completely different pair of jeans.
Yeah.
And you won't fit into the Monday's pair of jeans anymore.
I find it, like, if I have stuff on where I'm getting up early and whatever, I try to pick out my clothes beforehand. But even still, and these are my own clothes. I like to try them on before I commit to that's what I'm going to wear for that thing, because I just want to check in again to see how they look on me.
Yeah. 100%.
So I don't think that figure is anything to, I think that's just day to day stuff. I don't think that's people even trying to like, I think it's just the whole eternal issue of wearing clothing as a woman.
That's just going to work.
Yeah.
I must have been in about third year when I realised, oh my God, uniforms are amazing. Without having to think about anything.
Yeah.
Because I just realised this takes a lot of time. I don't know why at one stage, you know.
Yeah.
And you start to like boys and it takes even longer and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, uniforms are amazing. They're just time savers.
Snappy, snappy,
and you know those women that have sort of a uniform?
Yes.
For work. And they're like, I will always wear, like these are my, the seven pairs of work trousers that I have.
Yes.
The seven tops and the seven blazers.
Yeah.
And I will just mix and match these and that will do me for an entire year.
Oh, 100%.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Time saver.
Because I even know if I look at my own wardrobe and I'm not one of those people, like my weight wouldn't really fluctuate that much. But like I have all different sizes in my own wardrobe and stuff that all fits me. But because dependent on the manufacturer or the style of something or whatever, it's all different sizes.
Which is so, that's why I don't shop online. It is just so mean. And you know, there's certain shops that you're like, I was sure that I was that size. And you try something on,
yeah.
There's not a hope it's going around you. And you just feel like you want to sit down and cry. And you're like, how did this happen? Yeah. Why? How have you been able to do this to me?
Oh, jeans. I mean, jeans are so complicated to buy.
Yeah.
There's so many styles. There's so many fits. I nearly got out my measuring tape today because I saw a TikTok video of how you could probably properly find out what shape body you had. She was saying that basically you can look in your mirror and figure it out. And like, obviously, I would always say that I'm more pear shaped because I'm small on top and I've got around your bum. But she said what you really need to be doing is you need to be like, there's an equation of basically measuring your shoulders to your waist, to your hips, divided by something. I don't know.
Do you need to be a murder victim in the 1940s in America? Is that it? So we can do the tape around
you? Yeah, I think so.
That seems that as to what you're kind of describing.
But even like if I'm going to the filming things and they have wardrobe.
Oh, I know.
And they say, what size are you? You'll always go on the bigger size just in case because you don't want to be in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
What was the length of time it takes women?
17 minutes a day.
17 minutes a day.
6 months during their working life.
And is that 17 minutes? Yeah.
Well, there's the existential crisis where you're sitting in your towel in front of your wardrobe.
But it can depend what mood you're in, though.
Yeah, of course it does.
You know what I mean? If something has changed in your body, you're like, I know I'm going to have to go and get something for this.
But that's why when you sit there looking, and I've seen your wardrobe, you've got a big wardrobe, so do I.
Yeah.
And you know the days when you sit down, you're like, I've got nothing to wear. You want to punch yourself in your own face because you're like, clearly you have a lot of things to wear.
I know.
But you don't want to wear anything in your wardrobe. Again, how capitalism works makes you want more. I totally get that.
It's so hard not to buy new clothes.
Mm.
I have a few vintagey places that I buy from, but I've gotten a few bits like reworked, retailored.
Oh, that's good.
And vintage bits that I've bought, I've gotten retailed. And it's actually cheap. Well, cheaper than I would have thought anyway. I'll put it to you that way. Like, I mean, 20 quid or something like that. But there's a lot to be said. Sometimes we're just getting something off a fucking rack and having like a fit you.
A friend of mine does that all the time. If she has something, she'll change it.
And yes.
It's like she's got something new.
Yeah, I have a couple of dresses I want to do that too. Like,
but do you have the vision style of what you want to do?
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, I have a midi dress from years ago. And I just don't feel like they suit me. I think it's because of my height or something. I think either to the floor or above the knee.
Yeah.
Don't like, so I'm like, I'm going to get that, take it up, and I'm going to change the neckline on it and stuff. Just haven't brought it into them yet, but I will get it done. Because I've hung on to it. I'm like, well, I've obviously hung on to it for a reason.
Oh my God. Emma Doran's going to tell me now she's got a fashion wheel at home. And that's what she's doing. She's there. Got the fashion wheel for Christmas 1988 and I've been designing dresses on it since.
Oh, here. Give me a bit of time and I'll start ripping my own clothes apart and restitching them.
Really?
Yeah, I love a bit of that.
Didn't know you were able to do any of that.
Oh, I'm not, but I'll still do it. But now I've learned to just bring it to a professional and tell them what I want.
We've got to discuss what we're going to be wearing on stage when we do our live show.
Yes.
Which is sold out.
It's sold. It's
but
gone.
I assume we're in a tiny room with like four people.
It's in a small room. But right, it's done. But we will be in London in October. More details to follow, guys.
Yeah, you blasted this at me on a night out. And I was like, what are you talking about?
What did we... I don't know what we talked about, but... Something about Mickey Fassbender, was it? Don't know. Listen, hope yous are well.
We're going to London at some stage. We'll tell you more about that as when... The London Irish Centre. I'm very excited because I love that place. It has been a pleasure being here. I'm sorry, this was not a fever dream. We genuinely that as
Poke
a podcast.
Fair. Poke fair. Is that what it's called?
Well done. If you two want us to talk about your local cultural event.
Or book us for the Poke Fair next year.
Let us know.
We'll do a live podcast. Once we finish the shopping centres, we'll do the Poke Fair.
All you got to do is get on to Emma. And Marin. She'll be there.
Yeah.
I have been Marin O'Connell.
I've been Emma Doran.
And this was...
And another thing.
Part of the Acast Network.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.